Gilbert on BBC Radio Wales.
You're listening to this, you're listening to Rod Gilbert's Best Bits. Some of the best bits of my Saturday morning radio show live on BBC Radio Wales. This week, I'm in the studio in Cardiff with Clint Edwards. I've only just arrived. I've arrived a bit late, if I'm honest.
It's Halloween.
It is, it's Halloween. Yeah, you said that. I'd forgotten already. See, Halloween, I don't care.
Oh, I love it.
How much I don't care. About 3 minutes ago during the news, you said to me, it's Halloween. And I went, oh, it is Halloween. And then, 3 minutes later, I start the show and I say, what's the date? Forgotten again.
Why do you not care about Halloween?
I just don't care about it.
Why not?
It's just not my thing.
What is your thing?
I mean, when I say it's not my thing, I'm sure people realise it wasn't my thing. People don't go, are you doing Halloween this year? Was that Rod Gilbert's thing? Is that Rod's thing that he started? What is my thing? Well, Christmas is my thing.
Yeah, it's everyone's thing.
Yeah, okay.
Almost.
Yeah, but it's not my thing, like Halloween. I just don't care. I don't want kids coming around my house. Sorry, kids.
You're missing out.
Sorry, kids. Don't even think about it. If you come around with flour and eggs, I will turn you into a cake. I will cake you. Look out, kids. I just don't like it. I don't like kids coming around my house. I'm not bothered about pumpkins. Take them or leave. Comedy spiders, well.
Mr.
I don't care.
Grouch?
Yeah, I know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm... Call me grouchy. You already have. But I just don't care.
You get to dress up, face paint.
There's something about it I don't like.
What, the party aspect?
Yeah, I think... No, but I do like a party.
Yeah.
I don't like... I don't know if I'm into dressing up and things. I think as I get older, I just don't want to dress up. I'm not into the... I'm quite shy and quite self-conscious about acting and drama and stuff. And it all feels a bit thespian, actory and dramery to me. And that kind of... Somebody comes up to me in a witch's hat and things like that. I kind of get a bit. I get a bit like, oh, go away from me. It's like acting.
How many thespian zombies have you seen?
Well, you know, it's like people getting into character. I don't like it. Don't like it.
You're just yourself, but you've got a skull on your face.
Yeah, don't want it. Take the skull off.
You've got a skull off. Behind your face.
Take the skull off, I'll deal with you. Kids, just come around my house normal. Right? I'll give you a pound. There we are. Just come around normally. Any kid who comes around dressed normally gets a pound. In fact, I could ruin Halloween. I will give £50 to any group of kids or people, adults, that come around my house just dressed normally, not mentioning Halloween, on Halloween. I will do that until Halloween disappears. It will, because the Halloweenies, they can't compete with that. They're all giving out sweets and a pumpkin, whatever they get. What do you give to kids? What is the treat? What is the treat you give to kids when they come round? They're not going to compete with 50 quid, are they? No, they're going to go, here's some kids, 50 quid.
I've got a bowl of sweets.
I'm going to do it every time until I'm completely broke and Halloween's gone. Happy Halloween, everyone. Anyway, well,
next target, Easter.
Coming up on the show today, it's not Halloween, I'll tell you that. Builder's bum cleavage could soon be a thing of the past, it says. A new range of underwear. See, this is a contentious issue, though. Do we want to see the end of the builder's bottom?
I haven't seen it for ages. I thought it was like a 90s thing or an 80s thing.
No.
Yeah.
What, you thought? What do you mean an 80s thing?
Well, when was the last time you saw builder's bum cleavage?
Oh, now you're asking.
Normally, they're all in proper safety gear now.
I would have said I've seen one in the last... I'd confidently say I've seen a builder's bottom in the last month. And when I say that, I'm talking about... He hasn't not come out of the shower or anything. I'm talking about I've seen down the back of his trousers on a site.
Well, we're looking from late September...
And builder, I'm including... open that out. Plumbers, electricians... Any workman I have seen... Tradesman. Confident I've seen a workman bending over and I've had a peep in their cleavage. Definitely the last month. October, I would say. It's the 31st
October.
Today. Yeah.
I haven't calendar seen it for years.
Well, you think it's an 80s thing, don't you?
Yeah, 90s, maybe. I can't really remember like the 80s. I was a kid.
Well, you think there was an era and then they kind of...
And when you say peep, can you amplify that? When you went peep, was he aware of it?
Well, when you see a builder, if you notice a builder's bottom, you must have had a peep. Stands to reason. No. Because even if you notice it, look away, you've still had a peep.
There's a difference between a peep and a glance.
All right, glance. No, there's not. I don't think there is a difference between a peep and a glance.
We'll find out in court, shall we?
You, sir, are a glancing Tom. I'm not. I think a peep, a glance.
Open it up to listeners. When was the last time they saw a builder's bottom?
Who thinks?
I think they're a thing of the past.
When was the last time you saw a builder's bottom? Feature number one. Good. I'll just put ? On the story of the builder. It says here, buttock cleavage or posterior rugae, use its medical term.
How very romantic.
Why has it got a medical term? Rushing through ER. Emergency. Guy rushing in. Paramedics rushing. What's the problem? It's posterior rugae.
I'm calling it. Time up.
Posterior go beep, beep, beep. It hasn't got. It's not. It hasn't got a medical term, is it? It might have a more formal, way of describing it using a Latin or whatever. Yeah. But it can't be a medical term. It's not a condition, is it?
Well, have you got any doctors listening?
Anyone been hospitalised by builder's bottom? Two. Teacher two.
How long have I got? About 2 inches.
It says here, posterior rugae, to use its medical term, is the scourge of construction sites. That's interesting. The calling card of builders all over the world. But
hang on, the calling card? It's not like the milk tray man, is it?
Well, that's interesting, though, isn't it? That, you know, we are all aware of the phenomenon. I don't want to call it a medical issue, but a phenomenon of posterior rugae, buttock cleavage, builder's bottom, call it what you will. But that's generally your sort of... it's the public, isn't it? That are... I mean, if there is a victim. To me, it's a victimless crime.
Right.
If it is a crime at all.
I don't like seeing it.
You don't like seeing it?
Pull your trousers up.
OK. You don't like seeing builder's bottom, right? Mm. You think, pull your trousers up.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? But I think it's... I just had an out-of-body experience, you know? You know when you rise out of your own body, look down at yourself in a studio, going, I think...
I think posterior rugae.
I think builder's bottoms. I just caught myself and, oh, my God. My God, last week it was name your favourite trousers from a film.
No, it's this. this is now a name your favourite trousers.
But it says here, my point is that it's the public often feel, I think, you know, you go, oh, pull your trousers up, I don't want to see a builder's bottom. But it says here, it's the scourge of construction sites. I wouldn't have thought other builders get irritated by it.
Of course not.
Builders aren't going, oh, God, I've got to go to work today and I'm going to have to see...
Trevor's going to be there.
Bob's bottom again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, right, if you're a builder, is builder's bottom an issue?
Is it seen as fashionable now? Because a lot of kids go around with their trousers down... builder site.
Well, that's the thing these days. You can't tell if somebody's a builder or just a teenager.
It's very difficult. Without a cement mixer there, you can't tell.
And can we recommend all builders, if you could just pull around a cement mixer, just so that for the public it's easier to know who's who. That would be... It says here, anyway, the point of this story is builder's bottom could soon be a thing of the past if a new French invention takes off. Adrien... Hervé Pelissier, a 24-year-old man from Rennes in western France, has come up with a new range of underwear designed to get rid of it. I saw a particularly bad example on the streets in Rennes, he said. My friend says he works in construction, says he sees it all the time. So it took him 9 months. He came up with a prototype to remedy. Look at this. We call it builder's bottom, don't we?
I bet the French have got a lovely term.
The French have got a better one.
The boulangerie, you know, they tell everything no. romantic, don't they?
The French call it sourire de plombier. Do you know what that means?
I don't know, but I'm swooning.
Well, get ready to swoon some more. The French call a builder's bottom a sourire de plombier, which means a plumber's smile.
He is smiling at me.
Please don't get rid of the plumber's smile. I'm going to go out with a banner today. Save the plumber's smile. Hello, Rod. I recently visited the USA. Oh, there better be more to this. You're just showing off, Johnny. While I was there, I saw what was, allegedly, the world's largest chest of drawers.
Oh, really?
I was going to see the John Coltrane statue. In the same town. And boom,
I'm sure John will understand.
Well, he doesn't say he didn't see the John Coltrane statue. He didn't say he got so distracted. Have you ever seen any large furniture? Maybe a feature, your largest furniture, could be fun, says Johnny. Well, you can give it a go, Johnny, if you want. Feature of the largest furniture you've seen.
Or
that's it, open it up. Yeah. P.S. I saw what looked like a fat Vic Reeves in a shop while I was there. Although, as it probably was not him, nor was he particularly out of context, because I assume the real Vic Reeves shops. I can tell you, I can confirm this. I know Vic, and he does shop.
He
shops for clothes, particularly. He's a very stylish man.
Last time you saw him, was he svelte?
Last time I saw him, we were... I thought he might be dead the last time I saw him, because I did a show with him, after which we stayed up. And don't try this at home, kids, but we got drunk. I'm not going to mince my words here. And when I left him, at 6 a.m, I thought he is never going to see the light. He's not going to get to bed. He's not going to make it. He's never going to be seen again. He's just going to disintegrate in that chair in a hotel lobby. He's just going to be a cloud of just some dust, like a lem sip on the floor. I thought I'd come back to it the next morning. I got on the train at midday because I got up to catch my train at 10 o'clock, fell asleep in the bath for 2 hours, solid, woke up a quarter to 12, got on a train about 12 o'clock, I was 12, whatever it was, and he was on the train absolutely fine, chatting to his agent about some big deal. Absolutely fine. I was there, two pairs of sunglasses on. So he was absolutely fine. So there we go. And while we're on this subject, of course, Bob Mortimer, triple heart bypass. Get well soon, Bob.
Is all I
can say. And if you've anything like the stamina of your colleague Vic Reeves, you'd be absolutely up and about. You're probably up and about by now. I imagine you probably walked home straight after it.
He did it himself.
So good luck, obviously, on a serious note with that. So anyway, back to Johnny's email. He said this isn't a very good out-of-context bingo because it probably wasn't Vic Reeves and he wasn't out of context. But it's worth a pop. What with the new point system and all. I don't know if you've been involved in this, Clint. I can never remember now.
Yeah, a bit of out-of-context bingo,
yeah. You've been involved in out-of-context bingo, but you're aware of the new point system.
Oh, you've made it more complicated.
Well, we've just got a tally now. We've just got a leaderboard now.
Oh, OK.
After this record, I'll get myself organised and fetch it up and read out some of the ones we've had in the week and we'll award them some points. We choose a winner on the day. And it's a bit more, it's given a competitive edge to it all. We're having a light-hearted gamble through the newspapers. That's what we're doing.
I tell you what.
Have you found anything?
Plumber's smile. I've been thinking.
Sourire de plombier, yes, is what the French call the builder's bottom.
Builder's bottom, only Clint.
Derrière.
All right, two things. One, French invention.
One, congratulations, French people, for coming up with something better than builder's bottom, which is very literal. It's very British, isn't it? What do I see? I see a builder. I see his bottom. I'll call it the builder's bottom.
What do the French
see? I see a plumber. And, oh, look, if I turn my head that way, he appears to be smiling.
Why are you cocking your head like a curious dog, Mr. Frenchman, looking at the builder's bottom?
It's an unhealthy interest, really.
That, if you're looking at a 90-degree angle...
Well, he must have done.
That's too much curiosity.
See the full smile, the full crescent.
Oh. They saw the crescent, but we saw the whole of the moon.
Exactly, that is what it was about. That's what the water boys were on about.
How can someone have invented underwear to solve it? All underwear solves it. Just pull it up.
Look, we never got to the end of that story.
We never did.
Hang on a minute.
And where are you going?
Get rid of it. We'll finish it then.
Right. Where are you going?
I'm going to get the story back. Here's the end of the story, right? Okay. So if we cast our minds back.
I like the fact that because it's the French have a name for it, this is pan-European problem.
Yeah. Is it global,
do you think?
I would think so, yeah.
Are there Brazilian builders?
We have listeners in all over the world, I know that. So get in touch if the sourire de plombier or builder's bottom, or perhaps what do you call it in your country? Eh? If you're listening up a mountain in China like people do, or we've got listeners in Chile, we've got listeners in South America, North America, Canada, we've got listeners all over the world. A lot of them listen to the podcast, so this will be a totally pointless shout out. But what do you maybe they'll get in touch for next week. Yeah. What do you call a builder's bottom? Maybe they call it something different in China and things.
This has to be a long collection of names over weeks.
Yeah, maybe in Bhutan. So maybe they've got a really, I don't know, something about the sun rising. Maybe they've got a really oriental sort of beautiful image.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe they call it a baboons.
Maybe even in sort of like really small little up Amazonian jungle rivers, they've got like sort of the untouched cultures. They've still got a little sort of
they've
like
still got a name for it.
Yeah.
The baboons. How do you do?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, maybe, maybe some clicks.
That'd be
amazing. In Swahili.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a click.
Oh, if anyone out there speaks Swahili?
Yeah, I don't. It's very rough, my Swahili.
You haven't brushed up on a few years.
So, you wanted to know how it's done?
What?
The builder's bottom. Oh, yeah. The underpants. Okay. You wanted the solution. This Frenchman has taken 9 months to come up with a solution to the sourire de plombier. And he has said the underwear that he's invented has a 2.4-inch, interesting for a Frenchman going inches there. I would have thought you'd gone metric.
Yeah.
A 2.4-inch elastic band around the top. The product is a tour de force of elegant simplicity. So French, isn't it? Couture. Produit en tort de force. De
he's put a bigger bit of elastic around the top.
Elegance. The underwear has a large elastic band on it. That's it, I think.
That's it?
It took him nine months. 9 months to just put a bit more pants, basically. I've solved it. I've just made bigger pants so they come up. Surely braces would have solved it in seconds, wouldn't it? Pant braces. Yeah. What about underpant braces? Because surely...
Builders braces.
Yeah, I mean, he's just put more elastic on. He says the underwear has a large elastic band on it, so when you squat down, we don't have to see your butt, your sourire de plombier. Surely pant braces would have been a better idea, and it wouldn't take me 9 months. It'd just take me a couple of seconds then.
Yeah, we'll just get them off your trousers.
I might... Alan Sugar, is he the... Who do you write to when you've got something like this?
Dragon's Den.
I'm going on Dragon's Den. Get Dragon's Den on the phone, Clint. All right. Who's left in it?
Under D.
Which dragons are left in?
I think most of them are out.
I haven't seen it for about 7 years.
Is it still on?
I don't know. But I could always go on an old episode. That's TV, they can edit me in. And all that can always go on the repeats. Just suddenly pop up at the end of a repeat. I think underpant...
Braces.
I think I've got it. Underpant braces.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if this guy hasn't patented...
Oh my god! It is going to be a happy Christmas in the Gilbert house.
Oh.
Underpant braces. Morning, Rod and Clint. On the subject of celebrity out of context. This week, mine, I saw Dave Hill. Dave Hill, guitarist from Slade. Top hats, big shoes. He always, like Union Jack hats and things like that, didn't he? He always had big top hats.
I thought that was another band he was in.
He's a guitarist, isn't he? Great guitarist. He's a lead guitarist from Slade. At a Midlands airport in a plain white shirt and black trousers with flat shoes. Beat that, lads. Says postage. Okay, celebrity out of context bingo has kicked off. What do you want to award that? The awards are out of 20 for this, for some reason.
Three
out of 20. Yeah. Postie John.
What, I saw a guy in a band at an airport?
Well, Dave Hill was sartorially kind of quite flamboyant.
Yeah.
In that kind of, not glam rock, but sort of, getting towards that, I suppose. And
so he's wearing just black trousers, white...
He'd have been wearing like long kind of, almost flirty leather with frills, like cowboy frills on the side, a big hat, He was quite flamboyant, sort of, Union Jack sort of stuff, waistcoats and sort of things. In my mind, I've got pictures of him.
All right,
Noddy Holder, flamboyant, aren't they? So this is just in a white T-shirt and black trousers and flat shoes. I think it's worth more than three.
Four,
there it is.
Now, let's give him...
I'm glad I bothered questioning all that.
Eight out of
20?
Yeah.
You just go from three to eight.
Almost like it doesn't matter.
It is almost like it doesn't matter.
What about that?
Which is the last thing we want listeners to think.
I've just turned over the paper and you got Steve Davis recommending Windows.
Are you entering out of context bingo with Steve Davis, former world snooker champion, recommending
Windows,
double glazing of windows on the back of the newspaper?
Yeah.
To be honest, he's been doing it so long, I think of him more as the Windows guy than the snooker player now.
Windows salesman, 6 times world champion.
Do you remember the Windows salesman, Steve Davis?
I played him at Paul the other week. He's really good.
He's a funny guy by all accounts, Steve. Let me do some more celebrity out of context bingos. We're up and running with 8. Postie John, who is in the lead so far. Hold the fort.
I'm holding it. He's gone over to the printer again.
I'm on the floor.
Oh, he's on the floor. What are you doing down there?
I've got my piles of newspapers over this side on the floor, can't you see?
You're like a hoarder and you just bring your stuff to crawling around.
So far on the leaderboard, which we're...
The leaderboard. Little scraps of paper.
Leaderboard. Look at there. It says Stuart with 20. And his out-of-context bingo...
20 out of 20. 20 out of 20, I'd call that more than a leader. I'd call that a winner.
But what I might do is just move the goalpost at some point.
Right.
Make it out of 25. If we feel the need.
Oh, nice.
But so far in the leaderboard, a Stuart with 20 with Martin Freeman's face. He saw Martin Freeman going through an airport at his height of his fame in The Hobbit, and the facial recognition thing didn't recognise him. Which I awarded 20 points to.
That's right? Brilliant.
But which we have had quite a lot of emails about and contentious. I'll read you the kind of thing we've had in.
What, complaints about that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hang on a minute. Let me have a look here. What have we got?
How much more famous do you need to be and a computer just goes...
I wish I could. Oh, I can't. I'll have to dig it out. Yeah, here we go. Here it is. Look at this one. Dear Rod, I have been listening to your show for quite a few good months now after my wife kept going on about it. Anyway, I am writing vis-a-vis the Celebrity Out of Context Bingo. Stewart won with 20 points, with a story about Martin Freeman not being recognised at an airport by the facial recognition. I did like the story very much, but in my opinion, it was not really out of context. Funny, yes. Ironic, yes, but out of context, not really. Martin Freeman may have been at the pinnacle of his career, but it wasn't a career that required being recognised by robots. If it was Helen of Troy, the face that launched 1,000 ships, yes, not having her face recognised at Heathrow would be out of context.
No,
the real irony being that no one really knows what Helen of Troy looks like, of course, because all pictures painted of her are painted to a romantic ideal, but you get my drift. I think Michael J. Fox being in the present was more out of context, but it's your show. All the best, Dan from Kirkcudbright in Scotland. You can see what celebrity out of context, what a contentious feature it is. It says here, hi, Rod, N-E-N, Clint. Oh, she's from the Netherlands, I presume. Is that hi, Rod and Clint in Dutch, is it? Hi, Rod N. Clint. Sounds, nice. Sounds like hi, Rod in Clint.
I'll take it. Rod in Clint.
Might have to. That sounds a bit... in the Netherlands... Moving on. In the Netherlands... we call a builder's bottom a builder's cleavage. Ah, so that, I presume that's the translation. Great feature. Says Myra. Great feature. What do you call a builder's bottom where you live, anywhere in the world? I'm just interested to see if, I don't know, maybe like in, I don't know, I can imagine in Singapore, in the East, you know, in, do they might have beautiful things for it. Might evoke beautiful images of sunrise.
Yeah.
You know.
But they're, I don't know, you know, they're very polite over there as well, aren't they? So it might be the sort of the builder's shame, something like that.
It might be. We just don't know,
mate. I'd love to know.
This is what this feature's all about. This is why people come to Radio Wales, to learn and have fun.
Learn
it's
about.
Like playgroup.
What do I
so
call that?
Quite as mature.
What do I call that weird smile in another country?
In French, it is a plumber's smile, we've learned today. So don't tell me you don't learn anything on this show. Whoever that was. my internal monologue. hi, Rod. In the village of Sully in Glamorgan... Oh, look at this. It's actually a village that's got their own term for it.
Wow.
Didn't even think of that. I was just thinking it might be a big, you know, a country might have different things for it and different languages might translate in different ways, different cultural references. In the village of Sully in Glamorgan, a builder's bottom is famously known as a craftsman's crack. A craftsman's crack. Who knew that?
That's good, because it
expands
beyond...
In the village of Sully in Glamorgan.
Plumbers.
It is, generally. It's more inclusive of... Other work
oh,
people.
Well, plumbers, builders.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it should be craftsperson's crack if you want to be truly inclusive, but craftsman's crack, there you go, in the Sully in Glamorgan.
I thought they had their own word for it.
Amazing, the little village come up with their own name. Not happy with Builder's Bottom. They thought, no, we need our own.
I wonder if that was a little... Oh, was that a village meeting?
Must have been.
Motion? Carried? What are we going to call Brian's bum?
AOB? Any other business?
The thing is, they've probably only got one plumber in the village. He's been persecuted.
It says here, Craftsman's Crack. It's nowhere near as addictive as,
what?
As the drug which is similarly named. I didn't think it was, mate, to be honest. I wasn't confusing it with the popular...
saying nowhere near as addictive implies that it is slightly addictive.
Slightly addictive. Well, that's what I meant earlier. It's compelling, isn't it? That's why I said earlier about peak and people.
No,
we had all this thing. When you see,
yourself.
When you have to look...
That's
you
when
can't
glance,
help yourself.
The glance does turn into a peak.
Yeah, the glance does turn into a peak. When you see a craftsman's crack, a sourire de plombier, you have to look. You can't help it, can you? It's that thing of when everybody slows down to have a look at an accident on the other carriageway. You have to have a look at a builder's. You can't ignore it, can you?
Are you gonna miss it? I mean, it's supposed to be something that's going to...
Well, if this Frenchman who's invented these pants with a 2.4-inch thick elastic band at the top to hide to stop the pants coming down over it, I am going to miss it. I'm really going to miss it. It's part
of
life.
You're going to take your builder's braces to Dragon's Den?
Oh, yeah. I've invented some... I mean, I've the idea I've got is for builder's braces, pants braces, underpants braces, attached to the underpants over the shoulder, as the name suggests. I'm going to take it on Dragon's Den. But having said that, yeah, but I'm just putting business sense first. I will miss it. Nostalgic. I will, if once it's gone... The builder's bottom. I will miss it, but I'm putting my family and kids and stuff in my head first. We need, you know.
You haven't got any kids.
No, I know, but I will in the future, and I've got to think of them. So I'm in business. I'm investing in this opportunity. I'm not investing. I'm looking for investors.
What are you going to call them?
Huh?
What
am I going to call
why
them?
Why not?
That's a feature. What shall I call? And I will split my whatever I get on Dragon's Den. I will split with you. I will give somebody 10% for the best name they come up with for my new workmen's, like builders, craftsmen, call them what you want, braces that that get rid of the builder's bottom. So what we were looking for, braces as keywords, craftsmen, builders, braces, I mean, something better than that. Celebrity out of context bingo. So far, we're on Posty John, spotted Dave Hill from Slade, normally sartorially over the top, looking quite normal in a white shirt and trousers, right? And flat shoes, importantly.
It's a solid entry.
It's a good solid entry. It's 8 out of 20. It's a start. Okay, here they come.
I should have given it more than
that. Here they come. This is a good one. You'll need some leeway here because this is a good one, mate.
Cary Grant at Thorpe Park.
In 2010, you did tell me to stop contacting the show, but
that's a good start.
Says Martin in Verwood, Dorset, formerly of Neath. You did tell me to stop contacting the show back in 2010, but I hope that the moratorium has now lapsed. Depends on this email, doesn't it? And I can be welcomed back into the fold. It isn't really a fold, mate. There's about seven of us.
It's a crease.
It's a crease. Being one of your younger listeners at 42, you can't really afford to shun my demographic. That is true. I'll level with you. Facts are facts. Taking advantage of the ambiguous rules around celebrity out of context bingo, I'm going to throw Prince Harry, Lee Delamere Motorway Services, Prince Harry in Burger King.
What?
How about that? He says. He was there in full army gear with his regiment, queuing for a chicken royale.
Well, he'd have to.
It says from his grand's recipe, perhaps. With a plainclothes bodyguard.
Hang on, this plainclothes bodyguard. If they're all wearing army fatigues.
What's the point of having a plainclothes bodyguard?
They're all in army fatigues.
They're all in army fatigues.
Also, if you're there with the army, do you really need that bodyguard?
Do you really need a bodyguard if you're with it? Also, what's the point of him being in plain clothes and nobody notices him? And then there's like 20 other blokes in uniform. Who's in disguise here? Who's in camouflage here, I mean?
Limited choice in leader.
Well, combat clothes don't really work in public, just in services, does it?
Yeah.
It's sort of more conspicuous, aren't you?
I saw
it. Surely if you wanted to remain inconspicuous surely you'd just change into your normal clothes then, wouldn't you, to mix among the public?
Yeah, but they've got, yeah.
That's the thing with camouflage. It stands out desperately in most situations. Unless you're in a tree. He was there in full army. I simply sauntered up to him, says Martin. Simple as that. I simply sauntered up to him and loquaciously asked him.
Oh, hello. Someone's got to ask someone,
right? Asked him if he was all right, but he looked perplexed, if I'm honest.
Yeah, he's probably thinking, why hasn't my bodyguard shot you?
Yeah.
in the foot.
The ironic out-of-context aspect, of course, is he'll never be king, yet there he was, bold as brass in Burger King.
He'll never be king, but there he was, seen a royale also, in the beginning.
Do you think he cuts out the word king from the serviettes and sticks them round the house in a kind of hopeless longing for the life that might have been? Yeah, I imagine so. I imagine so, Martin. That's exactly what he does. He probably gets one of those packs with a little golden crown in it as well and wears that on the way home just to himself. He just looks at himself in the rearview mirror on the way home. What do we give for that, then?
That's brilliant. That works on more than one level, doesn't it?
Out of 20?
High.
Well, give me a mark.
18?
Right, don't leave it to me.
I was thinking.
Okay, Martin, Prince Harry. Okay. Next one. We saw Derek the Weather, for those listening outside Wales. This is our famous weatherman called Derek here. So Derek the Weather outside a pub called Red Cow in Pontstickill. That's how you pronounce it. Drinking coffee. Lynn and Gary on the A465. That's come in last week or the week before. None?
Yeah.
No points?
Unless we can get into... Derek drinking a coffee?
Yeah. No points. Nul point. Oh, there's another one.
We're not going to beat that. Prince Harry one.
Well, you never know.
I even think that should go up to 20 now.
You never know. Do you?
Yeah.
Whilst visiting relatives on the South Coast, I saw Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page using the escalator at a train station. He was on a stairway in Devon. Don't, because you're laughing.
I don't even believe that.
Of course you don't. I don't even believe that.
Yeah, well. I've been duped in the past.
I also saw Liverpool's Daniel Sturridge, but he wasn't on the physios table from Paolo in Hollywood. You seem to know more about football than I do. I've got no idea what you're talking about. We'll give it none as well. There we are.
He's Paolo. Always injured.
Presumably, yes.
Yeah.
Presumably, yeah. But, I'm not giving that any points. Last one. Dear Rod and co-host, I would like to make an entry into your feature Celebrity Out of Context Bingo. On a train from Manchester to London, I observed Carl Pilkington, star of An Idiot Abroad, reading a book entitled Test Your Own IQ. This would point to him being neither an idiot or abroad. I'm giving that 19 at the moment. I don't know why. It just amused me. That's Chris in Scarborough in the lead with a assailable but impressive 19. Builders. Hi, Rod. Oh, this is the... I've suggested that I'm going to invent a pair of braces for work people.
Builder bungees.
For builder, but yeah, to avoid the builder's bottom.
Hey, that's a good
syndrome.
Name.
Builder bungees. Well, crack concealers. Somebody's got... surely these new French pants that stop builders' bottoms will be banned in Ireland, as everyone knows how much they enjoy a good crack, says Martin. What a great service to society your bum blockers will be. Loving the show, Laura Millard, who's sneaked in a name there, she suggested. I've offered 10% of whatever I get on Dragon's Den to somebody who comes up with a good brand name for my... builder's posterior in Spain, apparently, is called the culo de constructor, which is exactly what I would have guessed it would have been called, which is a direct translation, really.
Right. Of, sounds nicer, though.
Yeah. Yeah, culo de constructor. Eh. Hi, Rod. How about Rod's all-original lift-and-shape nutcracker braces as a name for your invention? I look forward to the check from the post, from Posty John. I don't know. I think there should be something snappier out there.
Wonder pants?
Wonder pants are nice.
And you can have as your slogan, goodbye, boys, instead of hello, boys.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, nice. And yeah, absolutely. I can see the billboards.
Yeah.
In Norway, we call it Rørleggersprekk. Says Unni in Norway. In Norway, we call it Rørleggersprekk. It roughly translates to plumber's crack.
And it's got the word roar in it.
Here in New York... I love the fact that it is a phenomenon all around the world, isn't it?
Norway,
although,
New York...
Not in Japan, apparently. I have a letter from Japan.
Japan is still... Yeah, Japan. Are they still asleep?
It's not really a problem in Japan, apparently, it says. But I can't find the email where I said that. Here in Brighton, New York, the most common expression is plumber's butt. Other expressions include miner's moon, mechanic's moon, and the old half moon.
Sounds like great pubs. Hey!
There's also another one, colder than a well digger's... Oh, I can't say that. From Michael. Hold the fort there.
All right. I'm still going with bum blockers.
apologies for all the bottom-related talk today, ladies and gentlemen.
We're putting the fun into fundaments.
We certainly are. Prynhawnda Rod ac Clint. Nice, nice bit of Welsh for you there. This is from Tom in South London. I'm a regular podcast listener, listening live for the first time. I'm a big Zombies fan. Right? This Will Be Our Year is a classic, I agree. I have a Zombies-related celebrity out-of-context bingo, brackets, possibly ironic. So far on Celebrity Out-of-Context Bingo today, Chris is in the lead with 19, who saw Carl Pilkington reading a Test Your Own IQ book, and he wasn't abroad and he wasn't...
But he might have failed it. He might have failed the test.
I know. I just it amused me in the moment, so I gave it 19 out of 20.
I still like
it. I haven't put it to the test. I haven't looked rigorously at it. I haven't put it through the machine that gives us the formal rating. I've just instinctively I went for 19. We've also got Mark, who saw Prince Harry in Burger King.
That's so good.
Okay, who you gave 18 to.
I regret that. Sorry.
Well, listen to this one. Possible contender for winner here. My girlfriend is a friend of the daughter of Zombies frontman Colin Blunstone. After a Zombies London gig a few years ago, which was superb, we went backstage to meet the band. Now, you need to know, if you're not a Zombies fan and you haven't been listening to the show so far, that probably their biggest hit, I would think, was She's Not There, which was my favourite song as a child. Quite an odd one to have as a little kid, 10-year-old kid, I mean, that is your favourite, but there we are. Back to the email. Colin's daughter said... So Colin's daughter, Colin being the front man of the Zombies, famously singers of She's Not There. Colin's daughter said to him, "Where's Mum?" About his mum. About her mother. Oh, God, I've got myself all tangled up. Let me start again. My girlfriend is a friend of the daughter of Zombies frontman Colin Blunstone. After a Zombies London gig a few years ago, we went backstage to meet the band. Colin's daughter said to him, "Where's Mum?" And he, the man famous for singing She's Not There, pointed to a dressing room and said, "She's in there." 20.
20.
It's not out of context. It's not even. There's nothing about that that should be in this competition at all. But still, he says, "Do I win the wooden spoon for weakest anecdote of the day?" No, you win 20 points for best celebrity out of context of the day. If you enjoyed that, why not listen to the whole show? Rod Gilbert live on Saturday mornings, BBC Radio Wales, 11 till 1.